Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
To a very special edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Juju Gotti, Black Trey, J Skills, and Big Jervin. We got a special guest in the house today. It's Justin Tinsley from Anscape, and also from Ridiculous Thoughts About Tupac Being Better Than Biggie. But we're not going to talk about that today.
That's completely off topic.
We're talking about a whole lot of other different things, but I just want to let everybody know, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you go for all the extra content, for the watch-alongs, for the Discord, for the extra episodes, the OG episodes, all the Cinephobe special editions, all of it, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where it's at. All right, let's get the show started.
Do we believe Snoop Dogg quit weed? He posted a new post talking about he going through withdrawals.
Did he say he's going through withdrawals? What it said?
Yeah, when? he literally said he's going through withdrawals.
He probably got a game show or something coming out.
Here's why I know it's not real, right? Just right. off of context clues. He took the time to make an infographic to let us know he's going to quit, but not say, hey, I've quit smoking marijuana. It's just I quit smoke. That's it, nigga.
The poster I sent to the chat is him in, like his face in the camera, and the caption says "natural high" with a clock and some music. So
I'm gonna tell y'all right now, man. This is just like when
I highly doubt his wife and his kids threatened him over weed. Right.
When Anthony Davis shaved his unibrow, like come on,
right? Right.
So what is Snoop Dogg selling us?
I think it's inedible.
Yeah, I think edible, it's edible.
Edible sounds about right. Doggy treats.
So it's meditation edibles, probably.
I'm sure he got different, you know, levels, tiers.
Or mushroom?
You know,
maybe some shrooms.
Right.
He definitely might be on shrooms now. I ain't gonna lie.
Might be in the shroom game. But
you know what I mean?
But niggas are saying like Snoop should have been made hella bread off the weed, the same way Dr. Dre did with Beats. Like Snoop should have profited off the weed in the same fashion. Like I'm kind of upset.
Doesn't he have his own? He has his own shit, right? Or am I tripping?
Hey, my thing is, I think it's oversaturated because everybody has strains, and it's a lot of rappers that don't smoke like that. Yeah. Snoop would have been the one person I really would have been like, "All right, nigga, you could have a strain."
Him and Wiz,
like
spit it too. Spit it.
Currency. Yeah. But I'm talking about
mainstream. World. I got you.
Yes.
Mainstream people.
Snoop would have got that white audience.
If I looked up weed, I'm going to see Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why they just didn't. They didn't know how to package that properly.
Who? You said D-Row? From, like Cypress Hill, but like a lot that there's a ceiling to.
Okay.
Notoriety. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
you gotta be damn near of age.
Snoop transcends eras, and like Cypress Hill, they're kind of still like 90s. I think a 90s.
Niggas that know Jump Around, but they ain't gonna point out the actual members.
That's not their song.
That's not Cypress Hill.
No, that's House of Pain, bro. For white niggas. Everlast.
Insane in the Membrane is the song you were looking for. Trey, you just got your words.
Cut that, by the way. Make that a clip.
Nah, the entire episode.
Make it a clip.
Okay.
That I didn't know that, because that I...
That's funny.
You know, I definitely didn't know that. You know what I'm saying?
No, matter of fact, that's a testament. Don't make it a clip, because not enough niggas gonna know who Cypress Hill is. Right. They do not sing the song.
And there's your clip.
And you fucking podding today, dog. Juju podding today. I ain't gonna lie. You on some bullshit.
He came down court talking shit. Like.
He fucking dribbling. He did Jamal Crawford. He back and he dribbling that shit backwards, bro.
Yo.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Can I ask though then? I don't know if this was on the rundown, but you just made me think of it. You mentioned Jamal Crawford. Come on, dog. What is this like?
Hey, that's your man.
That is your man.
That's your man. That's your man.
Yo, that's crazy, yo. That's like,
Philly got them nut ass niggas out there acting up.
And Jamal gonna set it up. Jamal said, "Let's set it up. We're gonna set
he
it up.
You want to play?
They want to play a pay per view."
Yeah, he might not score 1 point, bro.
That was said, Damian Gillard ain't gonna score, bro. I don't even think I've got money on that.
Damian Gillard is fucking like, funny, dog.
How can I put the under on his team total points? Like,
yo,
they put with that's just wild.
Like, here's the deal. Like, first of all, Jamal still hoop. Like, it's not like he.
But one on one is his thing, nigga.
He's like the one on one chef. Yeah, like
any player you could have called out, you call out the nigga that really love one on one hoops.
And by the way, yo, right. I don't know. Like Gilly, I don't know how tall he is, but Jamal's not a little nigga, man. That nigga's like 6'5", long ass arms.
6'5" with long arms, bro.
He's like, yeah, he can't guard anybody. He can't guard anybody in the NBA. Nigga, he could guard your bum ass.
Easily. Like, pretty easily.
Hey, this nigga, Damian Gillard said that he's a liability on offense.
Yeah. I got what he's trying to say. Yeah. That nigga was cooking at that point. I got what he's trying to say. He said, he's a liability. I'm a liability on offense. I'm like, nigga, that's not what you think.
That's not what that shit think it is, nigga.
But it's crazy because it's like, again, like, have you ever tried dribbling around a motherfucker who's 6'5 with long arms? Like, that shit feel like you taking a whole ass jog before you get to the corner and turn the corner and shit, man.
Gilly the kid is 5'9". Right,
but this is like Chris Brown saying that
he's 5'9".
He's 5'9".
We play
comparable. Yeah. Like Kyrie Irving be taking
it. I don't even think he's 5'9", though, bro.
I don't think
he's 5'9". He might be 5'7", to be honest, but according to Google.
I'm not even trying to be funny. Can he beat fucking Kevin Hart 1-on-1?
He said he did.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
So that was part of his rant.
He could play, bro. He could play, but he can't beat no NBA nigga play.
Wait, he better than Kevin Hart?
Yeah, he's better than Kevin Hart.
Yeah, he better than Kevin Hart. He can hoop.
So who else?
He's not weak, bro, but he not NBA. Niggas. He can't
he
beat
some other niggas that was
he said he could beat Isaiah Thomas too. Yeah, he got Isaiah Thomas fucked up. Isaiah Thomas hungry as
again, Isaiah Thomas is like not in the NBA because he can't get around NBA defenders, not because he can't get around niggas his size.
Yo, the speed, I don't give a fuck like who he plays ball with anymore, right? Like the speed is just, especially with these two particular individuals who are fresh out and would love to probably go back.
Let me tell you something. Right. This is the shock that every motherfucker who challenges NBA players realize it's not the speed. The speed, they're almost bracing for it. These motherfuckers don't know how strong these motherfuckers are. That when he put that shoulder in you, Jamal was like a skinny dude and all that shit. He put that shoulder in you with that pop.
And then they're going to dunk that bitch and drop the ball on his chest like Jake Shuttlesworth. Watch. Yeah. On God, that's what that shit going to look like, bro. He going to be babying that nigga, man. I feel so bad because I'm like, bro. I told Jamal, I said, if you come to Philly, I'm getting on the train. I'm telling you now, I will be there.
Oh, I'm at that, John.
We going to be in that motherfucker VIP for sure.
I'm at that show for sure.
We ain't gonna be in that bitch for sure. Like Jerry, bring the chicken chicken cheesesteak joint, nigga, with the fries, nigga. I'm gonna be in that bitch like
man, he need to play Joe Smith. Let my nigga Joe Smith get a bar real quick. Let my nigga Joe Smith get a win.
Man, they staged.
Did y'all see that dog? Did y'all see the intervention shit?
I saw that shit. Makes me think it's faker and faker.
Right.
I thought it was fake, bro. Cause like she talking
about relationship fake though. Cause how do you choose that one?
No.
Come on, bro.
Jason,
like, tell me.
Jason, here's the deal. She already came from that world. That's the thing.
Right.
So it's like now she's trying to get her shit going, but it wasn't really popping. So these motherfuckers gonna do this whole thing like, oh, I can't believe you would do that. Like he basically cucking himself for the clicks.
I get you. Exactly. I agree.
He Tracy McGrady with the Knicks, bro.
But not only is that tricky, like looking at her on this couch with this nigga was like, bro, this is what you ended up with. Like, right. This is the game you ended up playing. Like, that's not really.
Salute the kinky twist all around the world. Salute to him. Ma'am. Get him down.
All right, that's going to do it for us today. Shout out to Justin Tinsley from Anthony for joining us. Shout out to Juju and Jason and Jerv and Trey. I'm Amino Hassan reminding you all to stay black, motherfucker.